Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum mei festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. How sweet the thought of Jesus' name! It brings true joy to every heart. Yet sweeter still than honeycomb, and all things is his presence here. No voice can sing a gentler song, no ear can hear a gladder note, no mind can think a sweeter thought than Jesus, Son of God Most High. O Jesus, sweetness for the heart, light for the mind and font of truth, surpassing every earthly joy and far exceeding all desire. When you draw near to cheer our hearts, truth gleams and gives them holy light. All earthly pride grows old and vain, and charity burns bright within. Good Jesus, pardon us our sin, show us the treasures of your love, and grant us through your presence, Lord, to gaze upon your majesty. To you we sing our hymn of praise, who are the well-beloved Son, revealed in glory's splendid light, by Father and by Spirit blessed. Amen. Today the Lord Jesus Christ shone with splendor on the mountain, his face like the sun, and his clothes white as snow. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Today the Lord Jesus Christ shone with splendor on the mountain, his face like the sun, and his clothes white as snow. Today the Lord was transfigured, and the voice of the Father bore witness to him. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in glory, and spoke with him about the death he was to undergo. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Today the Lord was transfigured, and the voice of the Father bore witness to him. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in glory and spoke with him about the death he was to undergo. The law was given through Moses and prophecy through Elijah. Radiant in divine majesty, they were seen speaking with the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The law was given through Moses, and prophecy through Elijah, radiant in divine majesty. They were seen speaking with the Lord. The angel carried me away in spirit to the top of a very high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. The city had no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God gave it a light. And its lamp was the Lamb. With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him. Alleluia, alleluia. With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him. Alleluia, alleluia. You have set him over the work of your hands. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him. Alleluia, alleluia. A voice spoke from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. A voice spoke from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. In the presence of his disciples, our Savior was wonderfully transfigured on Mount Tabor. Let us pray to him with confidence. Lord, in your light may we see light. Father of mercies, you glorified your heavenly Son and revealed yourself in the bright cloud. Grant that we may listen in faith to the word of Christ.
Lord, in your light may we see light.
O God, you have filled your chosen people with the bounty of your house. Grant that we may always find the source of our life in the body of Christ.
Lord, in your light may we see light.
O God, you have scattered the darkness with your light and have poured your light into our hearts, so that we might look upon the radiant face of Jesus Christ. Nourish in us the desire to contemplate your beloved Son.
Lord, in your light may we see light.
O God, according to your plan, you have called us to holiness by your grace, which you have revealed in Jesus Christ. Through your gospel, show to all people the glorious splendor of unending life.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
Loving Father, you have so loved us that we have been called to be sons of God. When Christ comes, grant that we may be like him.
Lord, in your light, may we see light. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants, that listening to the voice of your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in efficiamur promissionibus Christi.